What a beautiful name, what a wonderful name, what a powerful name, the name of Jesus. That's the name we depend on. I want to thank Pastor Jim for inviting me to share the word of God and in fellowship with you folk at Bethlehem Church. We love you, we pray for you as a church, and we pray for your pastors there, Pastor Jim and Pastor Naomi, and the leaders there. We just want to thank God for your lives. So it's a privilege for me, it's an honor for me to be asked to share this afternoon with you. I was thinking, what can I share? What is it that I was asking the Lord, what is it that, Lord, you want me to talk about? Then a thought dropped into my spirit that we be assured of the protection that we have in God. If we are in Jesus, we do not only become his children, we do not only become new creatures, but we have God's protection. And I realized that nowadays it's very, very difficult for many of the people, especially the unbelievers, to think of protection. But unfortunately, even Christians, in times like this, sometimes we find ourselves vulnerable and we ask ourselves, am I protected? Especially when we think of what is going on, we see some of our friends getting sick, being infected, some losing their lives, some in hospitals. And sometimes we tend to think, am I going to be next? What kind of protection do I have? It's for this reason that I want to share with you. If you have your Bibles, please I'll call out the verses. If you want to write them down and check them after, that will be great. But I just want to assure you from God's word that we as Christians, we who believe in the Lord, we who are of the Lord, are protected by God. Think of it. People get insurance or life insurance so that maybe at the end of the death, the family won't have to go through difficulties in mobilizing their final arrangements. We take care of ourselves. But as believers, we have protection. The moment we become Christians, God's protection is upon us. I want to start with the first verse here, which is in Genesis. Here we see God is promising that his protection will be wherever he goes. Here in Genesis chapter 28, verse number 15, we see, what's more, I am with you and will protect you wherever you go. You see, God's promise to his people is that he will protect us. I'm talking about protection. I'm not talking about any other thing. I'm just talking. I just want to bring that assurance so that as you go through life, as you go through these difficult times, you will know you are protected, so that you have a sense of comfort within you. God promises that he will protect us. So I'm going to give you several scriptures to that effect. In Psalm 4 and verse 8, here we read, the word of God says, I will lie down in peace and sleep. For though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me safe. Here is the psalmist. You know, when you read the Psalms, of course, we know Psalms are, these are people addressing God. And he, here the psalmist realizes that when he lies down, he would do it in sleep. When he would do it in comfort, when he sleeps, he will have that assurance. He says, though I am alone, O Lord, you will keep me Seth, he understood that God's protection was upon him. Regardless of what situation he found himself in, he knew that God was constantly with him. You will keep me safe. And Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, reading from the Living Bible, it says, but all who listen to me, this is God speaking, but all who listen to me shall live in peace and safety and unafraid. You see, there's no time, there's no reason why we should be afraid as God's people. Why? Because God says we shall live in peace and safety. And when is that going to happen? When we listen to him. But all who listen to me shall live in peace. If we listen to the Lord, we'll have peace, peace of mind. Peace which passes all human understanding, Jesus said to his disciples, my peace I leave unto you, such as the world, does not give you, but it is a peace that will remain with you. Peace even in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of suffering, you will still have the peace of God, because the peace of God is not conditioned. That's why it says, such as not the world gives. The peace that the world gives is conditioned. It's when we do certain things, but God gives us his peace, his joy, and we rest in his presence. In Psalm 27, verse 1, there we read again, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I don't need to be afraid. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I am protected. I'm not going to be walking this life afraid, but I am going to be walking this life with great assurance. And God wants us to grasp it, these truths that God promised to us, is that he will protect us. Just as it says in the verse in the chapter we have read, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Shall I be afraid of coronavirus? No. Shall I be afraid of this disease and that disease? No. Shall I be afraid of this man or that woman? No. Although the threat might be there, we don't need to be afraid. Why? Because God is our light. He is our salvation. He is our strength. Deuteronomy 33 and verse number 12 reads as follows. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long. See, protection from God is not just for a few hours, all day long. All your lifetime, God will protect you. Why? Because the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety of him. God loves us. We know God loves us as his children. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. Have you ever wondered, as you have looked in your past life, some of the things that you have come through, you can only sit down and say, thank you, God, for being with me. Had it not been for the Lord, I would have not been here. I look at my own life, where I've come from, where I was, and where I am today. I thank the Lord daily. Why? For God orders his angels to protect me wherever I go. So that's an assurance. Wherever you're going, you may feel lonely, you may feel alone, you may feel intimidated by certain situation. God's angel is there with you to protect you. God will protect you. Proverbs 18, verse number 10 says, the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. I'll read it again. The Lord is the strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. You see, fortress is that which protects you. God surrounds you with himself, and God becomes your protection. God will becomes your fortress. No powers of evil can penetrate through the presence of God. You will be secure. If you run into him, you will be secure. The godly run to him and are safe. The key thing here is for you as a child of God to realize that whatever situation, whatever is going on in your life, you do not turn left or you do not turn right. You straight run to God, because that's where your protection is. I'll give you a few more scriptures here. I'm just quoting scriptures and making a brief comment. Here in Psalm chapter 91 and verse 2, the Bible reads, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You see, we don't have to put our trust in anything. Our trust is in God. In God we trust. The Americans have put that on their dollar. In God we trust, but I don't know how much they trust God. But it's true. We need to trust our God. If we trust the Lord, we must be secure, because God is our fortress. Here again, a scripture repeats that God is our refuge and he's our fortress, and in him we will trust. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 12 reads as follows. I know the one in whom I trust, and I'm sure that he is able to safely guard all that I have given him until the day of his return. The King James, I like the King James, says, for I know in whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I am fully persuaded. In order for us to have this full of protection that we are talking about, we must be fully persuaded in our mind, in our spirit, in our heart, that God is able to keep that which we have committed unto him. For I know in whom I have believed. In whom do you believe? Whom do you believe? Where is your trust? Where is your belief? Where is your faith? Paul had to say this, for I know whom I have believed in. And then again in Psalm 138 and verse 7, we read the following. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thy will revive me. Thou will stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand will save me. He says, even when the enemies are attacking left, right, center, or whatever is it that they are throwing at me, the psalmist says, the Lord will stretch, his right hand will save me. This is great assurance. We must have assurance. I know some of us may be going through situations even as we are listening to the word of God, and we are wondering, is our salvation going to come? Am I going to come out of this? Am I all alone here? Does God care? Yes, the answer is yes, 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 yes. God cares, and God will protect you. I like what he says What it says in some, the scripture in Psalm 23, this is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, whatever situation I'm walking through, I have God's protection. That's what the psalmist is helping us to understand here. God's protection is always upon his people. I am protected. You are protected. Your families are protected. Everything you own is protected by God. God's eyes are constantly on you. You're so precious in his sight that he will promise not to leave you nor forsake you, but to constantly be with you. And this is just to remind us. I know especially referring to this time can be very trying times. Our faith will be overstretched, will be tried, and that's where the enemy wants you to be, because the enemy wants you to come to a place where you start to doubt God. You see, the enemy will even whisper into your ears and say, does God really protect you? If he's able to protect you, why are you in this situation? And you have been in this situation for years or for months or for weeks. You have been in this situation, it's never changing. Do you have God's protection? If you had God's protection, why did you end up in this predicament? Those are lies from the pit of hell. How do we know? Because God has promised to be with us. God will protect us in whatever situation we are in. So don't be afraid. Yes, you need God's protection, and you have got it as a child of God. God will protect you. God will protect you. This I know because the Word of God teaches so. Let me give you the last one in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. Of course, I'm reading here from the Living Bible. When you go through deep waters, as some of you may be going through, when you go through deep waters and great trouble, as some of you may be going through great trouble, it's been great trouble for a long time, but here's a promise for you. I will be with you. Then he goes on to say, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, so as some of you may be oppressed, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. My goodness, what a great promise. What a great promise. Yeah. I can go through these situations, but God will protect me. God will be with me. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Think of Daniel. They were thrown in that fiery furnace, the flames did not consume them. Why? Because God was with them even in the fiery furnace. They threw in three young men, a fourth man appeared there. Why? God decided to go down and be with his people. He does not just watch from a distance. God is very close to us. And he protects us. With these few words and few scriptures, I've got more scriptures on this subject. If you care, I can make them available. But I just want to bring that assurance. I just wanted to encourage you, in as much as I encourage myself, I'm not alone. Yes, I may be going through difficult times. Yes, I may even face those really, those moments where I don't even know what to do. And I don't even know where my help is coming from. God says, when you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not be drowned. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. I leave you with these words.